There have been demonstrations around the world against the Syrian authorities following the bombardment of Homs. In London, crowds of people protested outside the Syrian embassy, as James Kelly reports.
The flashpoint was brief. Protesters broke out of an enclosure across the road from the embassy and surged forwards. Some climbed onto barriers erected directly outside the building. Stones and bottles were thrown, shattering windows. The police response was swift and robust. Dozens of officers wearing helmets, carrying shields and wielding batons moved in, forcing the demonstrators back. Earlier in the afternoon, the demonstration had been peaceful but vocal. The protesters, men, women and a handful of children, held flags and placards with slogans demanding that the international community do more to stop the bloodshed in Syria. To emphasise the point, many had daubed their hands in red paint. A number, including Abdul, who travelled from Birmingham, were concerned about relatives in Syria.
Last night I spoke with my great aunt in Homs, and in a very, very trembling but calm voice, she said to me one thing, said, "Son, just pray for us over here." Now, this normally I ask my great aunt to do that for me. This is the first time she's asked me to do that, and that lets me know straight away how bad the situation is over there.
Among the phrases chanted by the protesters was, "Syria, Syria, don't you cry, we will never let you die." But with no end in sight to the killings in Syria, it seems certain this won't be the last time the refrain is heard on British streets.
Heavy snow is sweeping across Britain, causing travel disruption for motorists.